Live from the sausage office, it's Questionable Endeavor.
Everyone to Questionable Endeavor, a joint podcast, crazy whatever the fuck this is, from the podcast members of the Questionable Endeavor Network. Folks, my name is Andy, and you might remember me from such podcasts as the Shadow Vane Podcast, Tuning Japanese, the Rundown Wrestling Podcast, and I'm sure at one point I'll be on a... Well, I think I was on the Raw Attitude Podcast once. I'm all over the place, and I'm also the guy that decided, let's start a network. And with me, we've got three hosts.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to make this as awkward as possible.
Jesus Christ.
My name is Adam. I host the Rundown Wrestling Podcast only on the Questionable Endeavor Network. It's every Thursday night. We record on a Google Hangout live on YouTube. And then we post to iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, everywhere. And we just talk about wrestling. And it's fun. And Andy's on once in a blue moon. And
I was on two episodes in a row once, not that long ago.
But you couldn't make the best of 2016, could you?
Nope. I was mentioned. I got my picks in. Better than getting my dicks in. All right. And from Pwn Stars, we have...
I'm Will. I'm one of the three hosts of Pwn Stars. God, I really suck at being on the spot like this. For the most part, everybody better knows me as Big Willy Dewworm, or as Bill likes to call me now, Big Willy Pwn Star. We record every Saturday night and post every Tuesday. We try to get as best as we can on that. We have a few delays here and there, but that's mostly because my laptop fucking hates me.
Obviously, you're upside down.
I was going to say, for anybody listening.
And right now I am recording from Australia. Why? Because my webcam decided I am going to be upside fucking down for this entire thing.
Today, mate, kangaroos and wallabies.
Watangi day.
I'm going to go play with my didgeridoo now.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Not on camera.
We're not live on YouTube.
I'll pause the camera.
It's under the camera.
You just might hear some weird grunting.
That's why the camera was shaking a minute ago.
Well, no, that would be because my laptop's balancing on my leg.
And finally, we have...
Bill?
Oh, hi, what?
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, this is wherever they usually put in.
Off to a great start.
Can we do restart?
No, I think that pretty much fits what I do. I'm Bill from Tuning Japanese Only. Although I did star that one episode of Shadow Vane.
You did not star in that episode. You had three lines and then you died.
Well, that's a good right? Once. He was the Sean Bean of Shadow Vane.
I know I tried to be on the Rundown.
Yeah,
once,
you were like...
It was an episode that I wasn't available. It was you, Andy, and some other dickface.
But we couldn't hear you, but Adam wouldn't know that because he hasn't listened to episodes of podcasts unless they're from 2009.
Hey, Wait, you're also from the Soupcast.
I'm up to 2011, all right?
Oh, yeah, maybe I'm Bill from the Soupcast.
The most popular episode of The Rundown ever. Dicks.
It was amazing.
I'm glad you owned that. That's great.
I didn't say I was happy about it, just that it was true.
We watch anime, and then I get drunk, and these guys show up, and we talk in my basement.
It's fairly accurate, actually. In a small room surrounded by your wife's many things.
Right, like holiday decorations.
Yeah, it's true.
There are bunnies and Grinches and...
Monkeys
and trees everywhere.
It's true. So
that is the one thing I wish I could do. I wish I could have the Rundown recorded in just one place.
That would be nice.
But alas, you fuckers live far away, so...
Well, just move here.
Yeah, I mean, that would solve it.
That would solve the problem. That would
solve in order to make this work, I have to simultaneously live in Massachusetts, Wisconsin, and Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, everybody just can move to Iowa.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Seems like a central point.
I think so.
I don't need that much corn.
Me and Will don't have to. We can just drive over. But
you don't need that much corn. Good Lord.
We don't grow eating corn normally.
Yeah, we put our corn in our gasoline. So
and our cows.
And our cows, yeah. A lot of it in our cows. So that way we can have delicious, delicious cows.
And Clinton.
Yes. And yes, very much so.
Y'all do have Steak and Shake, though.
Yes.
We do.
I'm still jealous of that.
Yes. We have Arby's, which you love.
Ugh.
Ew.
You still owe me, motherfucker.
I do owe you Arby's.
although I have one thing to say in regards to that. I really love Arby's marketing team right now.
Oh, they're great. I want to talk about that for an entire episode. Like, Arby's marketing team on Facebook, I get so excited when I see a Facebook post from Arby's.
Like when they did the Chocobo and they did the Dishonored mask.
They just did one about Fraggle Rock.
That's awesome.
The Doozers. But fucking Wendy's is killing Twitter, you guys.
Really?
Wendy's is killing them.
Oh, yeah, they made that dude completely delete his account.
Wait. Okay. Start with this story, and then eventually we'll talk about what this is. Go ahead.
I don't have the specifics. I just know that they've been trolling people on Twitter. Their social media team is amazing. But there was one guy who tried to get them to admit that their beef was frozen, and they completely shut him down because they made fun of him for not knowing what a refrigerated truck was.
Yeah, he's like, don't take it out on us just because you forgot what refrigerators were.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty great. But they also posted, going back to my show, they also posted a broken Matt Hardy meme, which is pretty fucking amazing.
Oh, my God. So let's talk about what Questionable Endeavor is. It's not just a network that you could find at questendnetwork.com or on Twitter or Facebook or all those places. The hub for podcasts and streams and articles and all kinds of good stuff. It's also a podcast. And
now.
That's right now. Now. It's a podcast right now.
As long as we don't start posting listicles, because if we start posting listicles, then I quit.
Yeah, it's true. Then we've...
Is that a list of testicles?
Yeah, I think so. We're the right one. Yeah, we're going to work on...
The left one.
Yeah, right? Righty, lefty.
Middle.
Third one. So
I only have righty.
That's true.
That's a short list.
That's why Bill doesn't envy you. Cancer took your testicle.
Sure enough.
Oh, good Lord. So the podcast that we're doing is actually going to be a once a month podcast where we get a rotating cast of hosts from different podcasts.
Unless this one turns out completely shitty.
Yeah, in which case then we just won't do this ever again.
This is never going to see the light of day, is it?
If this is never actually posted to the website, don't expect it to happen again.
Exactly.
If you're not listening to this right now, then fuck it.
And if you are an avid listener of the Questionable Endeavor Network and you listen to more than one show and you want to kind of put together a dream team for episode 2, let us know who you want to have together and we'll make that happen. We could get maybe the team of Ryan and Josh and Jason. That would be a good team, wouldn't it?
Good luck booking Raccoon Reigns, though. That motherfucker's really hard to find.
Don't forget, there's two Joshes.
That's true. We could get... Oh, I want Troy, Raccoon Reigns. I want your Josh. And that's it. That's all I want.
I want Raccoon Reigns and Henry Hugepex.
I would listen to that.
Good luck.
I would listen to that all day long. So this week we're going to be talking about... Actually, Bill, I'm going to let you describe what we're going to be talking about because this was your idea.
Early on in my career, my company actually hired somebody to come in and administer the Myers-Briggs personality tests to the entire company.
Yes.
This was before Will started.
So I didn't have to be subjected to this thing. Yay!
Right. I'm surprised that you
didn't.
Too late,
you're going to anyway.
But 16personalities.com does a pretty good job. At least with me, it stays pretty rock solid. Well, you know.
That's the pills.
The thing that got me reignited in thinking about this was an episode of Oh No, Ross and Carrie, where they explore fringe religion, pseudoscience.
Sidetrack. And, what the fuck is Ono Ross and Gary?
Not something on the Questionable Endeavor Network. Yeah, he's working on it right now.
It's a podcast. They do crazy shit. Oh. And like join Scientology. And I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's the one that digs into things by actually going into them.
Yeah, they joined
just
them
really,
the church.
Really
they
fucked up shit.
Got cupping. They did colonic irrigation. It's a good podcast.
I saw that in a movie once.
Huh.
By the way, Andy, with me and Bill on here, you probably want to put a disclaimer at the beginning.
Probably. I'll work on that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a bunch of podcasts.
Basically.
On our own. Anyway, one of the episodes they did was the Myers-Briggs personality indicator. And I never really thought that it had... I didn't think that it was controversial. But apparently it kind of is. It's a little pseudoscience-y, but... I mean, you do answer questions about yourself, so it's based in more than, like, a horoscope.
I'm a Capricorn.
I'm a fishies. Warp, warp, I farted in the water.
Oh.
That's what we should do. We should read about our Myers-Briggs personality indicators and our horoscope and see if they match.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. All
right. You get hit by a bus today. That was my horoscope.
I'm a Cancer. It's ironic now.
Oh, sadness.
No, I'm not a Cancer. That's ironic.
Yeah, yours is just coincidental. Or fitting. So what we have done is the people of the Questionable Endeavor Network, we have all taken this test for the most part.
He got about that far away from saying it was deserved.
That is not what I was gonna say.
You're fitting. Fitting. Yeah, okay. It's totally appropriate that you got cancer.
Not what I meant. You know what I mean. I've had wine. Leave me alone. So what we've all done is we've taken.
Isn't the best part about having had cancer making other people uncomfortable about
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, it's the best. Longtime listeners of the Rundown will know when Andy has wine, good things happen.
Good things do happen. It's true.
If I didn't have to work tomorrow, I'd probably be drinking some whiskey right now.
Well, it's okay. I have a student teacher. I don't do work anymore. So we all took the test for the most part. It looks like we had Troy and Bill. Troy, by the way, host of Slasher Sanitarium. He's on the Rundown every once in a while, and he also hosts the Geek and Gamer Guild. Bill and myself. Speak of the devil. Josh from Tuning Japanese, and occasionally on the Rundown way back when.
Not anymore.
Sam took it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Sam, who is a one-time host on Tuning Japanese. We got Adam. We got Adam's wife took it. We've got her information.
She said she knew what hers was. So I put partners on there just in case.
Okay.
That came up.
We've got Bill's wife. We've got does Josh go by Josh on your podcast? Because it's listed as Bieber on here. Okay. and then Will.
Yes, Josh goes by Josh.
Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about the different types that we have here, the similarities that we had, and maybe just a couple of the things that the website said about us and whether we think they're a crock of shit or whether they think they fit. Or, more interestingly...
I think we should... Whether we think the other person's...
That's maybe better. Maybe we'll read, like, the strengths and weaknesses and see if, like, you guys think that this is true. Should we start by throwing someone else under the bus and not ourselves?
Bieber.
Yes.
Fair. So... Bieber, aka Josh from Pwn Stars, is a mediator. His initials are INFP. And actually, that is the same thing as Adam, so we can throw Adam under the bus at the exact same time.
Excellent.
So the mediator, if we look at on their website and we look at some of the things as far as strengths and weaknesses for the mediator, it says idealistic. INFP's friends and loved ones will come to admire and depend on them for their optimism, their unshaken belief that all people are inherently good. And then a couple others, let's see. They seek and value harmony. They're open-minded and flexible. They're very creative, passionate and energetic, dedicated and hardworking are all the strengths. So we got Adam on here. And we also, that is Josh. So what do we think? Do we think any of those things fit... Adam.
Sounds like Adam's sexy. He's flexible, creative, and hardworking.
Passionate. Very passionate.
I will say this. There are a lot of things going on right now that are questioning my faith in people. But
Well, now, when it says idealistic, it says...
Is it questioning your endeavor?
Your unshaken belief that people are inherently good, perhaps simply misunderstood. It says so. Maybe it's that's all it is. They're just misunderstood. Hey Adam, when's the last time you sought value and harmony?
I went on iTunes earlier. Does that count as harmony?
Perhaps.
I know a stripper named Harmony. You want that one?
The songs are only 99 cents. That's value.
Will, your podcasting cohort, you know him probably better than anyone of us four. Do you think that any of those things really fit Josh?
A couple of them.
Which ones in particular?
He's hardworking when he wakes up. he's a narcolepsy issue.
Oh, good Lord.
He's passionate about video games. I can give him that much.
Well, there you go. There you go. I guess that definitely fits. And then there's the weaknesses. So we've got, this is where we get to make fun of Adam. Too idealistic, too altruistic.
Since when has that ever been limited to just right now?
Fair. Impractical.
You still think people are going to sign up for your Audible trials?
Ouch. Oh, man. Impractical.
Audibletrial.com/rundown.
That's true. Dislike dealing with data. Take things personally and difficult to get. I gotta stop on that one. Take things personally. That fits Adam to a T. And difficult to get to know. So what do we think about those as far as like describing you, Adam? What do you think?
I hate this so much.
Is this too much data for you? is that the problem?
No, it's fair.
Fair. All right. What about Josh? What do you think?
Apparently, those personality tests just went off the weaknesses, because all of those are pretty spot on.
Fantastic. Let's move on. Let's make fun of me and Josh from Tuning Japanese. Let's look at the campaigner and Will apparently, and apparently Will. Well, Will says campaigner, but I don't know if that's true. I think Will is ENFP, which is maybe you are the same. Are we the same?
Yeah, we're the same.
Okay, so Josh, myself, and you, we're
good
all
research.
Campaigner. Yeah, we got this. So
come on, I at least did that research.
Fair. So we've got the campaigner, and the campaigner's strengths are as follows. Curious, observant, energetic, and enthusiastic.
That doesn't describe you at all.
Excellent communicator, knows how to relax. And very popular and friendly. So let's look at some of those, the three of us. No offense, Will, I don't really see energetic and enthusiastic.
Oh, no, I don't see that one either. That's why I was questioning it.
Okay. Yeah, no, that one hits you better than anybody.
I am not energetic. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, guys, what about curious?
You want me to answer that?
You really want us to go on that one?
Well, Josh is bi-curious, so I think that fits him.
Right. I don't know if he's curious.
I think he's curious about a lot of things.
He's curious about something.
He definitely is.
He's curious about the sausage office.
And since Josh isn't here to defend himself, I don't think excellent communicator would necessarily fit him either. I've edited his podcast, him on the podcast, way
I mean,
too
he
much.
Tries.
He does try. I guess if it's putting a sentence
together.
He doesn't
stop talking.
Yeah, okay, he can communicate well. He just can't make sentences. Also, knows how to relax. I don't think that's Josh at all.
How do those two things go together? He's a good communicator. He just can't talk for shit.
And as for the ability to relax, he's like a squirrel that you fed Red Bull to.
I didn't say he was a good communicator. He just does a lot.
Fair, yeah.
He makes up for he makes
quantity
up
over quality.
For lack of quality with quantity.
I think of people who know how to relax, I think that fits like Will the best of the three of us. And I don't even know if that's true.
No, I know how to zone out. That's what games are for.
That's true. I guess that's true. And then we got popular and friendly as well. Okay. Let's look at the weaknesses.
You're so friendly.
Well, I'm friendly, not exactly popular. Most people fucking hate me, so.
Here are the weaknesses for the three of us. Poor practical skills. Oh my God. That's me to a T. Holy shit. Find it difficult to focus.
Squirrel.
fair. Overthink things, gets stressed easily, highly emotional, and independent to a fault.
Okay, I'm going to say this again. I think it went all off all the goddamn faults again.
So yeah, I was just going to say that all those things describe me. So
I think those are, like, I think a third of those are Will, and a third are Andrew, and a third are Josh.
I think so, too. I think getting easily distracted is definitely Josh.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I think, I don't know.
You a little bit.
Yeah, me a little bit. Highly emotional.
Me.
Josh.
That might be Josh.
And Will.
Independent to a fault. I don't know. I feel fairly independent.
Yeah, you, mostly. Will, a little bit.
Yeah.
Poor practical skills. That's definitely me.
That's you. Well, Josh.
I was about to say, leave me out of that one, Bill.
Yeah, I know. I think that's Andy and Josh.
And find it difficult to focus. I think we did that one. Overthink things. That's what we did.
Will knows which end of the screwdriver to point. So
that's true.
And then, which means I definitely win out of the three of us.
No, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think sometimes I overthink things. That's probably true.
That's probably true.
Yeah,
Will probably does too.
Definitely overthink things.
Okay. So there we go. There are those. Next. So that way, also, folks at home, if you want to take this test and you get these, you can listen along and understand what you are. Let's go with the advocate.
It'll tell you which host you can relate to when you listen to all of the podcasts.
It is really true. We've got the advocate.
Should we have maybe explained what the four sections mean?
Probably should have. I guess we could do it now and then splice it backward.
Yeah. That's up to you.
That won't be awkward at all.
Yeah, that's all you're editing, so.
Oh, God, that's a lot of work. Let's talk about those real quick. So, Bill, you know these fairly well, right?
I think so, yeah.
You think you could tackle these?
I should be able to.
Okay.
E is extroverted, I is introverted.
Yep, so basically what it works out as, you get 16 different pairs, or different organizations or whatever of them, because you have pairs of two that go for four different types.
Right. It's a matrix of 16.
Yeah. So, like, and each of the pairs are kind of on ways opposite sides of the spectrum.
Right.
Okay.
So, it's E or I is extroverted, introverted.
Okay.
N, what's the opposite of N? I don't even remember.
N and S.
So, sensing or knowing, mm-hmm. I believe.
I think that's right.
Knowing doesn't start with an N.
They do that weirdness. I think there's another one they do that too also.
There is. I saw her.
T and F are thinking and feeling.
What is this? Reading, and writing, and arithmetic?
Exactly.
Three options.
And J and P, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Perceiving and judging.
There you go. So there you go. So we have Troy... Adam's wife and Bill's wife are all INFJ, so that would be, what does that break down to again? Knowing?
Introverted. Feeling. Yep, introvert, knowing, feeling, judging.
Judging, okay.
Judging.
Which is considered the advocate.
You.
And the advocate, so this was going to be basically a way for you two to make fun of your wives. And my other half of Trandy,
she's in the room.
So the strengths
just
and weaknesses,
pretend like you're talking about Amanda so she doesn't know.
The strengths are creative, insightful,
yep. mm-hmm.
inspiring and convincing,
mm-hmm.
decisive,
mm-hmm.
determined and passionate.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And determined. Altruistic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do we think?
I think that's pretty straightforward. Decisive to a fault as
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got like 3 out of 5 going on.
Yeah, I would definitely say, from what I know of your wife, Adam, I would say a lot of those do definitely fit for sure.
Yeah. I would not. Then, I would not go decisive, but
now see, I'm on the other side of that where my wife is I want thing. I will not shut up about thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, see, that's me, and then she gets annoyed at me.
Fair. And then
here's a quick rundown of the last 8 years of my life. marriage, house, dog.
Basically, yeah, that's fairly accurate. That's accurate. And then Troy, I could definitely see, you know, Troy is definitely a creative type, from what I know about him. He does a lot of creative writing. He has a two different podcasts he's trying to keep afloat. Insightful, I'd say. Inspiring, convincing. Yeah, I'd say a lot of that definitely does fit him as well. Yeah. The weaknesses are sensitive.
None of these are true.
Okay. Well done, Adam.
No,
well
that's done. Way true.
Sensitive, extremely private. I don't see that with your life, honestly.
No.
Perfectionist, always yes. needs to have a cause and can burn out easily. So Bill, I'd say 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about the cause, but definitely all the other ones.
Okay. I guess that's true. I don't try that well enough to like know. I guess can burn out
again. Sometimes that causes my husband to buy me a dog, but
fair.
But it's a cause.
It is a cause. Yeah, she has a cause.
So does she just follow you around the house, going dog, 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 dog,
yeah,
bell,
no,
dog, dog.
Yeah. No, that's yeah.
I do know that's the way it was with the house.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We've got Bill, who has INTJ, which is introvert, knowing, thought,
thinking.
Judging.
Point that finger, Bill.
And here we go. Here we got
I'll
the,
go goddamn.
We've got the strengths. The strengths are...
Is that pointing or pooping?
Yes.
It looked like he was pointing at his crotch, so...
All right, so
he was
we've
pointing
got
at
quick,
his pooping.
Oh, good lord. Quick, imaginative, and strategic mind. High self-confidence. Independent.
Oh, I thought
you were
just
going to
say hi. Okay.
Hard-working,
Bieber?
Determined, open-minded, and jack of all trades. So there we go. Let's see here.
Open-minded when it comes to food.
Yeah, I was going to say, not always open-minded.
Hashtag I'm fairly open-minded. What am I not open-minded? What am I closed-minded about?
There have been things in the past.
Like what?
Definitely hardworking and determined. Definitely jack of all trades. I would definitely say that about you for sure.
Nice segue, Andy.
I would say definitely
jack off all trades?
Yes. Quick, imaginative, and strategic? Absolutely. Not always the highest self-confidence, I wouldn't think. But a lot of those definitely do fit.
My self-confidence kind of wavers. Yeah. I go from like, whatever, I am the greatest ever to...
No. There's a difference between confidence and arrogance.
I like
to think you dance that line every day.
Mine is just always terrible.
And then we got the weaknesses. We've got arrogant, judgmental, overly analytical... Loathe high-structured environments. Yeah. Clueless in romance. Jesus Christ, I wrote the book on you here. The only one I wouldn't say is necessarily true is, like, arrogant, really.
We just made the joke about it.
I know we did, but in reality, I wouldn't necessarily say that, honestly. But, yeah, that's...
As for a structured environment, I mean, I had a screaming match with my boss today, so...
Yeah, that was a great thing to walk into this morning.
Nice. Yeah, no, I'd say that fits. And I think if you listen to, Tuning Japanese, you hear some of these things as well. Some of your questionable sex toys you have downstairs, that clueless and romance fit like perfectly there. So
there ought to be no arguments in the sausage office.
Oh, can we call our studio Sausage Office from now on?
No, it is not called that.
Really? You want to hang out in the Sausage Office with Josh?
Coming to you live from the Sausage Office, it's Tuning Japanese. You can cut that out and use that on future episodes.
Yeah. Thank you, I appreciate that so much. So, those are the hosts, and those are the different combinations and what we are. So, that was our intended sort of topic. Does anyone have anything that they want to talk about as far as what's coming up on the Questionable Endeavor Network? This is the part where we shill our shit. So let's start.
We didn't do that
Adam.
At the beginning?
Well, maybe we did a little bit, but we're gonna go and talk about maybe a little more detail what's coming up. So Adam, brand new series of The Rundown season?
Season 7 starts this Thursday.
Season 7, Jesus fucking Christ.
Right, Jesus. Apparently we won't have a logo. But we'll do, I'm going to use that one and not tell anybody, and nobody's going to fucking notice.
I seriously think we need to do an actual episode of the Soupcast.
They
not
just did.
Not the goof one. No, I listened to that one.
He's listened to it. I've got the theme song. If you need the Soupcast theme song, just for the hell of it.
You should restart that for the Questionable Endeavor Network.
I would totally do that if I like. I'll have to wait till like the summertime when I have a little more time, and we'll record. Bill and I could just sit down one day and record like 10 episodes and have it for like an entire 2 months.
10
Bill
hours.
I could,
of
honestly.
Soup cast in
10 hours of soup.
Probably more of a winter thing.
Well, yeah, but we'll record them all in the summer and have them ready for the winter then.
Yeah, but we're not gonna. This is way too fucking hot.
we need a resolution of the is chili soup argument.
It's true. It was a large argument. We need to finish that. But this is not the time nor the place. Maybe we could do a Questionable Endeavor like topic of like is chili soup. There we go. So Adam, season 7.
It's not, by the way, but still.
Tell us what we can expect for season 7.
More of the same bullshit. that's how good I am at plugging my own show.
Well,
same
done.
Crap every week. No, it's me and Jason every week. And then, like you said, sometimes Troy stops by, usually in the middle of an episode, or what would be the middle of an episode if he did not then make the episodes last an extra hour. sometimes we have Andy. Sometimes we have a raccoon in a trash can. It's all good fun. We do predictions. We do analysis, trying to move away from straight recaps because we kind of fell back into that rut last year. And get more analytical about things. We're also running a fantasy league that I signed up to host somehow, and I'm not sure how I got roped into that, but we'll do the best we can. And yeah, that's every Thursday on Google and YouTube, and then posted later that evening on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher.
And then also linked on the Questionable Endeavor Network website.
Of course.
Will, what's coming up in the world of Pwn Stars? What do you got down the road?
We have a full-on review of Final Fantasy XV and Kingsglaive with the Thurkerberker. Mm-hmm. We are going to dig in regards to soundtracks, how much it costs in regards to licensing, the amount of work that goes into them, because it's a very underappreciated section in regards to gaming.
Interesting.
And then we're going to also dig into choices in games, as you suggested.
Nice. I'm looking forward to that one, honestly. The idea of like games that have branching sort of things that change the game, the choices that you make, or the ones that give you the illusion that there's actually something going on when you make the choices, like Fallout 4 or something.
Well, there's a lot of choosing in regards to games, and a lot of companies are starting to do that. They kind of try to push you down the moral high road. But it's always nice to have the option to choose the low road.
Exactly. Whee! Exactly.
That's Bill's favorite way to play a game.
That is
it is
true.
Too.
Yeah. Bill, you want to talk about tuning Japanese so I don't have to talk all, like twice?
Well, I've just finished off my bottle of Jim Beam.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm working on Serpent's Bite apple cider flavored whiskey right now.
Okay, not necessarily what you're drinking to get you through having to review anime, but like what we're doing and reviewing right now.
We are currently reviewing Trigun.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working on some special guests for review episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we can really say
too
much about
Yeah, we can't say much about
too
it
many
right
of
now.
Them.
But for those that haven't listened to Tuning Japanese, we have a couple of special guests from past ones. Our friend Sam, like we said, we had an episode recently where we did a movie review with a local comedian here named Nikki Gillette. We also did an interview a while back with Jessica Calvello, who is the voice of many different Japanese English dub voices, including Excel and Hanji from Attack on Titan. So that was a lot of fun as well.
And Mr. Celsia.
And Mr. Celsia from Those Who Hunt Elves.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
You've seen Excel Saga.
You should watch two of them. That's not the one you should watch.
That's the only anime I own, and it's because of Andy.
It's true.
You messed up.
Trigun's a far better watch. It makes your head hurt less.
That's very true. That's very true. And we actually have an episode of our review of Pokemon Generations coming up as well on Tuning Japanese.
All I needed to know was when Andy sat me down to watch the first episode, he said, count how many times that character dies in this episode. I said, okay, we're good. Let's go.
And then
I was gonna say that you are going to have open auditions to your email for a new podcast where people can just tell us about their role-playing game characters.
There you go. That is something I do want to do. If I had time to do a third fucking podcast, I want to do that podcast.
In fairness, that would take very little effort.
Yeah.
Because it'd be like the magical talking hat, but with people's role-playing game characters. So yeah. It would really be...
His name is Steve Michaels. He's a professional wrestler. Oh, sorry. Different kind of role-play. My bad.
Sure.
No, I mean, I think that would probably be appropriate, actually.
Absolutely. I would love to do a podcast about role-playing like that and then talk about, like, e-feds. Like, have a whole episode on e-feds.
I was throwing around an idea of you, me, and Bill do a Kandos, Mr. Wasabi, and then your creepy snail character from yes! Josh's Game.
Oh my god!
Just come up with stuff for us to do the characters whole time.
I want to run those three characters together in the best role playing game of all time. That would be so amazing. Can we do? I want to record this. We need to record.
It'd be the loudest.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Who the fuck's gonna run the game? Who would want to run that?
Well, let's not have it be Josh, because you'll make him cry. Well, you were part of that game.
Sandman game. Somebody fucked a cheeseburger. So I'm just saying that might be a.
Oh, good lord. I don't even know.
So by the way, why the McChicken? Why did somebody have to post the video of the McChicken?
Was that on the general feed?
There is a racist comment that we could make, but I'm going to stay away from it.
Good. Please do.
It was, I don't know. It was Troy, and I'm not sure.
I think Troy posted that on the general feed, honestly. And what I'm talking about is our Discord channel. You can check us out. Go to the Questionable Endeavor Network website, questendnetwork.com, and click on.
Yeah, it's on the general feed.
Yeah, join our Discord and join the conversations.
Don't watch the video.
No, don't watch the video. Coming up on Shadowbane, we've got an episode that should be released really soon. We're waiting on just a little bit of voice acting lines, and then we'll get that out. Probably, hopefully, my goal is this week to get that out.
Coming up on Shadowbane, an episode.
Shut up. It's an episode.
Eventually.
People time to catch up.
Yeah, I am. It's a new episode of 1692 The Risen, which is, if you're not familiar with Shadowbane is a radio drama where we tell stories of science fiction and horror and sci-fi and I already said that, and suspense. And we are telling a story right now, writing a story and doing an original tale about the witch hunts and in Salem, Massachusetts. And I am almost done writing episode 4. And that'll be out coming up pretty soon as well. So we've got what's that?
Do you need me to read another classic tale of terror while you write another episode?
I probably need to get that set up for you, honestly.
Like two or three or four or five.
Maybe or 10.
To cover about a month or so while you...
I'll work on that, actually, probably tomorrow during my 8 hours of not working.
Spooky.
If you think I have a voice for it, I'm not going to be like, you must use me, but... If you think I got a voice for it, I could certainly read one.
I need to find some stories, I think it's first and foremost. I need to go through and just find some stuff.
Resident in Carcosa.
Yeah. I need to read that. We've also got at our Patreon, patreon.com/Shadowbane, we just started a novel series. I'm reading through Edgar Allan Poe's only novel, The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym of Nantucket, and I'm doing a reading of it with a discussion kind of following. I'm kind of putting on my teacher... hat. It has a big L on it, apparently.
So it's going to be English class.
Yeah, people, it is. It's like basically English.
People
class.
Are really going to want to pay for that.
Hey, it's actually. I think it's fun.
I like the parts where he discovers Pym particles.
That's not quite okay. If you want to give me money and go and check that out and think that, sure, go for it.
No thanks. I could read myself.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'd gladly pay a dollar for some material to help me go to sleep.
I fucking hate you guys.
English class.
Fucking hate you guys. Lord Almighty. So we've got that coming up, and I think that's the big thing. Big news for the Questionable Endeavor Network. We have a brand new podcast and network. And sorry. Well, we're not talking about Pwn Stars.
Pwn Stars, okay.
Not anymore.
Pwn Stars is old news. Old news at this point. We now have a podcast called New Blood Rising, which is not about menstrual cycles. It is about it is about wrestling. It is our third wrestling podcast on the network, and it is a luckily it is a podcast where we all three podcasts have their own little niche. We've got the Rundown that covers new stuff. We've got the Raw Attitude podcast that's specifically, as it says, looking at the Attitude Era. Looking at the Attitude Era of Monday Night Raw.
And they had to do the voice.
It was a little
JFK. A little JFK. A little weird.
And now we have the New Blood Rising podcast that focuses on kind of some more obscure time periods, looking at pay-per-views from that time. And they're actually reviewing ECW, of all things. And I listened to their newest episode, and man, that intro was like 8 minutes long, but awesome. Fucking awesome. So go check that out on the Questionable Endeavor Network. They're fantastic, and we're glad to have them aboard as well. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Speaking of periods, I'm still annoyed at you for choosing the Mom, What's Happening to My Body category in Three for All way back when, because I wanted that one to live forever.
Are you still holding the grudge? That was forever ago, man.
I take things personally, Andrew.
Oh, but we learned that today. I'm sorry.
Hey, Will, that was a category about first blood matches.
Okay.
Pretty great.
We couldn't tell if Will was smiling or frowning because he's upside down.
Yeah.
So anyway, if
you want to do a future episode of Questionable Endeavor about eFeds, it'd be like you, me, and Bill. It'd be New Ferocity and Ferocity Classic.
That
be pretty great.
Is going to happen. where we just talk about what the fucking eFed is, why we did this for so long, and just some of our favorite memories. I think that'd be fantastic.
This would have been an eFed podcast if I had my way.
Fair. So, anything else you guys want to talk about before we call it a day?
I don't think so. I think
a lot of news about golden showers today, but we don't really want to talk about that on the podcast.
What? We'll talk about that off air. Will, anything you want to add?
Is that something Donald Trump got installed in the White House?
It's you're half right.
Am I? Okay. I was kidding.
I'm too terrified to come up with anything at this point.
Right. Yeah, right?
Thank you once again for listening to the Questionable Endeavor podcast, exclusive to the Questionable Endeavor Network. Once again, my name is Andy from the Shadow Vane podcast and Tuning Japanese.
Apparently, my name is Adam, and I'm from The Rundown. And the next episode of the Raw Attitude podcast, whenever that drops.
Ooh, nice.
And I'm Will from Pwn Stars.
And this is Bill from Tuning Japanese. And I've been eating a baked potato the whole time.
Have you really?
You haven't been watching his screen, have you? He mutes it when he goes to take a bite.
And we'll maybe see you next time if this wasn't a clusterfuck. See you guys.
Remember, if you're not listening to this, it's never going to happen again.
Balls.
Oh, wait, this is the part I don't know how to do.
Ball.
Are you a fan of geek culture and sports entertainment? Be sure to support the Questionable Endeavor Network by checking out our amazing podcasts, articles, and live streams. For more information, please visit questendnetwork.com. You can also keep up with daily updates by liking us at facebook.com/questendnetwork or following us on Twitter at @questendnetwork. You can join the hosts and fans over on our Discord. Visit questendnetwork.com for more information. Are you a fan of this show and want to hear other great podcasts? Then go check out the Shadow Vane podcast, a show producing horror radio dramas. The Rundown Wrestling podcast, a discussion of this week's wrestling programming. Tuning Japanese, a show where three dudes in their 30s talk about anime. The Raw Attitude podcast, where retired wrestler Henry Hugepex relives the WWE Attitude Era. The Geek and Gamer Guild, a show that reviews everything geek culture. Pwn Stars, a weekly video game podcast focusing on various topics within the hobby. The Slasher Sanitarium, a review of horror-themed media. And New Blood Rising, a timeline wrestling podcast where each season focuses on a different period of wrestling's past. You can find more information on all of these shows by visiting questendnetwork.com/podcasts. Are you a podcaster, writer, or streamer looking for more information about the network? Or do you just have a question that needs answered? You can email the network at questendnetwork@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening.